What if you are part of history's monumental moments? This is a question I have been asking myself lately as I hear about how each generation that is currently living is going through not only unprecedented or unexpected events, but events that have shaped and continue to shape their lives. Starting in 2008, here in the US and around the world, we started to experience a recession, but not just any ordinary recession, but one that was slow to recover from. And then came COVID. Now we have worldwide inflation that is not letting up. Many people's entire careers have been affected by these constant fluctuations. Here in the US, people are fleeing the biggest cities like New York. At first, it was thought it was due to COVID and overcrowded situations, but now it has become clear that crime, unaffordability have driven many and continue to drive many people from big cities. The cities have been always a place where there was big money makers, a place for business to start and try new ideas. Here in the US, many who have left big cities are often telling their disappointing tales of running away from expensive cities to only find that other places are hiking up their prices as they think the newcomers come with money from big cities. Many former big city dwellers find underfunded schools, lackluster activities, limited medical facilities, and an overall lack of diversity in foods, culture, and overall way of living. They find that they have to drive almost everywhere they go for the most mundane things. This makes those who have exited feel that much more pain. The whole experience becomes more painful when they realize that there is often no going back to the crime-ridden cities and unaffordable housing. Some go back with the hope and hopefully with the means to weather the storms that are sure to come. When I say that we are living through history's monumental times, this is exactly what I'm talking about. How does it feel? It feels pretty bad. Pretty confusing at times, and at other times it feels just sad. I have learned that as you live through unprecedented times, you have no map to follow, and much of what you had worked in the past, I have worked in the past, no longer works well. For now, remember that life is for the living. Live it. Till next time, stay well.